Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live recording on how to stay positive in a negative world was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
As a matter of fact, I was reading this afternoon, and I wrote down some of the translations. Here's the NIV. It says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. The New American Standard says, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. The Phillips translation says, because of the spread of wickedness, the love of most men will grow cold. Weymouth said, and because of the prevalent disregard of God's law, the love of the great majority will grow cold. The Amplified says, and the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multiplied lawlessness and iniquity. This is not talking about just a few. This is saying that when evil grows and prevails, it affects the relationship of people with God. That's a strong statement. And you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but again, if you don't agree with this, you aren't paying attention. That we are living in a wicked time. We are living in a time where, things that when I was a kid, if you would have told anybody that they would be having parades where people are bragging about being homosexuals and promoting it and flaunting it, people would have thought that'll never happen. There's always been homosexuals, but people used not to have parades and brag about it and be bold about it. We are seeing lawlessness. We are seeing iniquity abound. If you don't share that opinion, you just aren't paying attention. You aren't thinking properly. We are living in a wicked time, and the Scripture says that when this iniquity abounds, the love of most people will wax cold. And this word for waxed, you know, it's a word picture. The way that they used to make candles is they would take a wick and they would dip it in hot wax and lift it out. And in just a second time out, it would that wax would harden and make a little coating around the wick. And then you dip it again and you just do this over and over and over hundreds of times. And you put layer after layer after layer of just thin wax on there. And eventually that's how they made a candle, was by just a repeated dipping of that candle into hot wax and then lifting it out. It's describing this process. This is something it says that the love of most will grow cold. It doesn't just happen all at once. It's like, the proverbial frog in water, that if you put it in hot water, it'll jump out. But if you put it in cool water and heat it gradually, it'll stay in there until it burns to death. And this is what's happening in our society. It's not just one thing all at once. But we are seeing such an increase of wickedness that just layer after layer, insensitivity after another, people are growing a little bit colder and a little bit colder and aren't even recognizing what's happening. The wickedness around us will affect us if we let it. I'm going to be sharing things with you about how to stop this and how to reverse it. But first of all, you can't solve this problem if you don't even recognize that it's happening. I'm telling you, the association, the environment that you live in affects your love for the Lord. When we live in a wicked society, it affects the way that you love God unless you are deliberately doing something to counter it. You know, this word waxed, I also wrote this down. This is the Greek word. I looked in two different things. One of them said that this Greek word was P-S-Y-C-H-O, psycho. The other one said it was P-S-U-C-H-O. Somebody's wrong. I don't know which it is, but you know, I thought that was interesting that the word waxed here was the word psycho. Amen. There's bound to be a lesson in that. But I don't know which one is right. But here's what the word literally means. It means to breathe voluntarily but gently, and it differs from two other Greek words that are used to breathe. One of them means, it's similar, but it means forcibly. And then the second one is a breeze. It differs from those two. This is just a gentle breathing, and it says that here's the implication. It means a reduction of temperature by evaporation. In other words, it's just such a slight thing. It's similar to evaporation in the way that when things evaporate that it cools stuff off. It's describing a process that happens so slowly and it is so subtle that people aren't recognizing it. You know, I'm trying to sound an alarm tonight that, brothers and sisters, whether you know it or not, we are living in a time where people are openly disregarding God. If you stand up and say that you are a Bible-believing Christian, that you believe in the Word of God, I guarantee you, you are going to be made fun of. You are going to be persecuted. People will look at you like something is wrong with you. If you don't recognize that, you probably just haven't stood and taken a stand much, because I can guarantee you, you're going to suffer for it. You know, I've already, like I mentioned, over in the UK, we've had some repercussions to me just saying things that are so simple that you wouldn't think that in a nation, the United Kingdom, 50 to 100 years ago, the vast majority of all the missionaries in the world came out of there. And yet today, if you say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, you could be sent to jail. In France, we've got missionaries that we support in France. And did you know that it is against the law to lay hands on a person in France and pray for them? Because especially if they're young or if they're old, you could be charged with practicing medicine without a license. Or if they're young or old, you could be taking advantage of a handicapped person, a person that isn't yet smart enough to recognize the foolishness of religion, or a person who's too old and they're getting senile and they're thinking wrong. And so it's against the law to do those things in France. These things are happening. And you know what? Our nation is moving that direction quickly. Praise God, I'm believing it's not going there. But you know what I'm saying? That we are living in a time that the Scripture here says that when iniquity abounds, because iniquity abounds, the love of many is going to wax cold. This is the tendency. It's like when you go outside. If it's cold outside, I guarantee you, you have a tendency to cool off. You can't stay out in that cold constantly without either bundling up and putting on something to protect yourself or coming back in to warm up. If you stay in a situation that is like that, you will eventually lose the heat that's in your body, and it could cause hypothermia and it could eventually kill you. It's the same thing in our world. You need to wake up and recognize that we are living in an ungodly world, and because iniquity abounds, the love of many will wax cold. And I know that there's some people that think, well, this is all for people in other nations. Again, let me just back up. I read this a minute ago, but in verse 9 it says, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." This says of all nations. You know, I really believe that there's coming a time in the United States, just because of this Scripture, it says it will happen in all nations. I don't know if it'll happen in our lifetime. I pray it doesn't, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if things continue going the way that they are. I've already experienced this in France. I've already experienced it in England. That, you know what, I could go to jail for saying some of the things that I say on television. And you know what, I'm still going to say them. I don't care what the results of it is. I'm still going to say them. But my point is, this isn't something that could just happen in another nation somewhere else. This says that you'll be hated of all men for my name's sake. All men. If you haven't yet recognized that we are in a hostile environment, you need to. You need to recognize it. You know, I've been traveling, and because of this quote-unquote swine flu, you see people in the airports wearing these masks and doing things, and people using hand sanitizers, and people have got afraid because they're aware that there's a potential problem out there. If you knew that every person that you met was carrying some kind of a disease and all they had to do was sneeze on you or cough in your face or something like that, I guarantee you, you'd act differently. You need to recognize we are living in a situation where Satan is using the evilness of this world to discourage people, not necessarily over things that are happening to you personally, but you can get discouraged watching politics and reading the newspaper and listening to the news and things like that. The love of many wax cold because of the iniquity, the lawlessness that's in this world. Look over in Luke chapter 21. This is also Jesus teaching on the end times. And in Luke chapter 21, and in verse 26, this is basically the same teaching. There's a few different things said, but it's the same teaching just recorded in a different gospel. In verse 26, it says, "Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. In the context, he's talking about how that the sun would actually be darkened, the moon would be turned into blood, the powers of the earth would be shaken. These are some of the things happening in the end times. And it says men's hearts would fail them for fear. This isn't talking about people having a heart attack. The word fail here is literally the word faint. I think that that's the way that it's translated in the NIV and in other translations. It's talking about men's hearts would just literally faint. People would give up. Fear would come upon them. Again, this is the exact opposite of what God was telling Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, where he says, "Be strong and of a good courage." This is the way we've got to be. We've got to be strong and of a good courage, and we cannot be afraid and we cannot be dismayed. And yet the environment, the situation that we find ourselves in today is discouraging, and it causes men's hearts to faint. It causes our love for God to grow cold. So we are in a hostile environment that if you just leave it to the natural things, if you don't have a plan, and if you don't take the Word of God and make a deliberate stand, the natural thing is for your love for God to grow cold, for your heart to faint, for you to be discouraged and be dismayed. It is not going to happen accidentally.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to stay positive in a negative world. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT23 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to introduce to you a brand new feature that we have, and that's our online Charis Bible College School. We have about 15 different locations around the world where we have Charis Bible College Schools. We've had correspondents where you send in and get CDs and have tests that you send in and they get graded. But now we've started an online Bible school where you can actually sign up with other people, go through the classes. It's a structured thing, and yet it's flexible enough that you can make it according to your schedule. Wherever you are, you can get on this, and you have a facilitator that comes on and interacts with you, and it's the next best thing to being in one of our Charis Bible Colleges. I think it'll be a blessing to you, so check it out. You can call 719-635-1111, or you can go to our website, awmi.net.